Yo, yo, yo! Ho, ho, ho! Maligayang gastos sa inyong lahat. Dumating na naman tayo sa season of giving. Kaya this Christmas, give the gift of laughter and joy with Linya Linya. May funny, witty, and relatable shirts, mugs, pouches, notebooks, coasters, at iba pa. Para sa family, sa friends, loved ones, sa workmates, orgmates, sa boss, at huwag kalimutan para rin sa sarili. Merry galo din kami sa inyo. Meron kaming special gift box na pwedeng makuha for free when you buy at least 1,499 worth of regular priced items or ang aming surprise cream tub. Mukha siyang ice cream na tub, pero pwede niyong lagyan ng laman ng regalo, no? Na free when you buy at least 999 worth of products. Christmas shopping na sa linyalinya.ph, Shopee Mall, Laz Mall, and we ship worldwide. May same-day shipping din kami, pick-up and drive-thru. Or visit our physical store sa SM North EDSA, Trinoma, Magnitude Building Libis, Glorieta, Uptown Mall, or Alabang Town Center. Maligayang gastos from Linya Linya.
Listen up, yo. Linya Linya Show. Listen up, yo. Linya Linya Show.
Listen up, yo. The Linya Linya Show. Bumabalik every week. Parang yo-yo. Sa office, sa condo, sa FX, sa kanto. Walang pinipili, basta pili Pilipino.
To the millions and millions of listeners around the world, welcome to the Linya Linya Show, powered by Anima Podcasts. Kasama natin today, my good friend, businesses partner. Wow! Pod, dami na. Pod Mom, Sab Magalona. Boom!
Hey! Hi, Ali.
Kumusta, Sab? Kumain ka na ba? At saka nagkape ka na ba?
Nako, nagkape na ako. Pero sana yung iniinom ko ngayon, kape-kape by linya-linya.
Ayan, grabe yun.
Masarap eh.
Narinig ko nga yan.
Pero ano eh. Layo eh. Wala pa kasi sa grabe.
Wala pa. Naku, sa pero, ngayon, nasa siyang pa kasi.
Pero we just opened kape-kape by linya. Alam mo ba yun, Ali? Nakaka-open na namin ah.
Narinig ko na yan. Nakita ko.
So yun ang businesses partners. Ay, grabe. Ilan ba?
Ay, grabe. Pa-flash namin sa screen?
Just look, it's flashing over here, our businesses. No, so I'm happy na talagang business partners tayo and a lot of things. And I share so many things with you, including my husband. Kasi si Ali yung work wife ni Jim.
Ay, grabe. Talagang, nasa gitna namin si Jim. Nasa magkabilang side kami ni Sab. Ano?
We keep him grounded.
Ay, grabe. Ako hindi ko sinasabi yun. Si Sab nagsasabi ako, ginagawa ko.
You were thinking it. Yeah, but I'll say it.
Pero yun, sayang wala si Jim dito. Pero okay din na isa muna kayong ipapod ko soon, ano. Pero kumusta, Sab, ano, how's your day going and ano, kumusta ang umaga mo?
Well, I just dropped off the kids at school, so I've been awake since 5 a.m. And okay naman kasi we have my sister-in-law, she's visiting from Sydney, so yung baby niya nandito, so may kalaro yung kids, so talagang maaga pa lang galaro na sila. And yun nga, kaping, kailangan ko ng kape.
yun.
I'm happy to be here and, you know, unwind and talk to an adult.
Grabe, no? Kaya kinumusta ko yung umaga mo kasi for sure. Ang nangyayari kasi dito, guys, pagpunta ko ng office, nandito si Sab or si Jim. Tapos pakiramdam ko, start pa lang ng day ko sa kanila kalahati na yun.
Tsaka habang nandito kami, parang talagang work talagang non-stop kasi we only have like 2 hours na window to really like get stuff done and then susunduin na sila. Yeah, so that's ano.
Grabe.
Nararamdaman mo rin yan, Ali. Sorry, that was so tita. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean the pressure.
No. Pero mararamdaman din natin yan. Siyempre, no? And part nga yan ang gusto kong pag-usapan din ngayon eh. Diba kasi parang...
May plans ba? Na ano?
Ano yan? Ano sa pod? Ano to? Topic sa pod? Ano to? Kumilit yung podcast ko rin.
Taas ng boses. Na-joke lang. Okay, sige.
Nag-iiba talaga yung boses kapag ka-medyo. Pero ano?
Cut na lang natin yun, ano?
Okay lang. Pero Sab kasi yun niya eh, no? Para nakakatawa rin itong sa Paddy Rock eh. So, syempre, di ba, sinabi na natin yung kape-kape. Nabanggit ko na rin yung Big Fuzz before. Pero yung Paddy Rock yung binuo ngayon at ginawang studio, ganyan. And syempre, nahihirapan din ako nung simula at nailang ako kasi yung group natin, super group, yeah. No? Yung super group natin, composed of parents, mm-hmm. ano? And ako lang yung mag-isang, ako lang yung mag-isang single doon. Mm-hmm. Tapos, wala lang nung binabanggit mo, ano? Parang, ang saya rin ma-witness.
Yeah.
Kung paano kayo as parents. Yeah, and yeah. Parang reflection din siya how you guys work.
Yeah.
Paano kayo sa business. Kaya parang ganun ka, parang full of love and care yung business eh.
Yeah.
And nagre-reflect din yun kung paano kayo sa kids nyo. And nakikita ko yung similarity nyo. And happy ako talaga for you and Jim eh. Yeah. Kasi for the longest time si Jim parang naiinis na rin siya sa mga kaibigan niya sa amin.
Bakit?
Na naiinis siya na wala bang may plano sa inyo mag-family? Parang wala kasi siyang masyadong makashare nung ano niya, no experience niya. Ganon. So, happy ako na na-meet natin tong new set of friends natin and partners na nakikita ko nag-glow din si Jim kapag kakwentuhan sila about their experiences with the kids, ganyan.
Especially because one of our partners, they also have a child with special needs. So we don't have a lot of fellow parents to discuss those hardships with. And nakaka-connect talaga. For those, I don't know if everyone who listens to the Linya Linya Show know what Paddy Rock is or Paddy Rock Studio is. Pero it's an indoor playground and play space that we just opened also in Shangri-La. That's where Kape Kape by Linya Linya is. So yun, parang we created a space for kids to play and marami rin mga ano, feeling kids na nagpupunta.
Oh.
Buna na lang bukas na yung kape-kape so hindi kayo yeah, ma-OP. Yeah. Kasi may kape for you guys.
May for parents at meron din for kids. And,
wow. And for non-parents. For adults who just wanna hang out.
Yeah. So ako yung Paddy Rock, no? Ang ganda rin ng kwento niya talaga. Nag-share din ako nung video niya nung na-witness kong for the first time na kinakantahan niyo yung kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ano pa yun, pre-pandemic pa eh. Yeah. No? And parang ano lang yun eh, parang kakabukas lang ulit.
Yes.
So parang first time natin magkita in a long while.
Yeah.
Tama, naalala mo ba yun? Nasa ano yun eh?
Post-pandemic.
Ay, sorry, post-pandemic.
Hindi, pre-pandemic.
Within pandemic.
Within pandemic yun, nag-meet tayo for linya-linya.
Tama. Ano yun, January.
Baby pa yung kids.
Oo, last year na January pa yun.
Bata pa nila, 2021 ata yun.
Ay, okay. Taga na pala. Ako nga pala. Anyway, wala lang. Ang curious din ako, Sab. Kasi parang gumawa tayo ng play studio for kids. Mga kids ngayon yung maka-experience niyan.
Mm.
Pero curious din ako sa mga childhood natin. Ano? Itong mga ibang... Ini-imagine ko lang yung mga partners natin na mga bata rin sila eh. Tapos naglalaro sila sa Paddy Rock. Ano kaya mga itsura nila? Ano kaya mga personalities nito mga to? Sino mag-aaway dyan? Sinong magkakasundo?
Yeah.
Pero ikaw, kumusta? Kumusta ba yung, paano ka ba nung bata? And siguro, ano na rin, in line with that, parang kinakantahan ka rin ba ng parents mo? Naalala mo ba?
So, I have a core memory na may sirang payong tapos na sugatan ako. And then my mom picked me up, tas nasa rocking chair kami ng lola ko. And then she just started rocking me and singing "You Are My Sunshine" to me. I think I was about 7 or 8 and it really calmed me down. And yun kasi yung trip ng mom ko, lahat kami may song siyang dedicated sa amin, to each of us. So sa akin is "You Are My Sunshine". There's something usually about sunshine eh. Like, I think kay Max is "You are the sunshine of my life", something like that. Kalimutan ko na yung iba.
Sunshine of my window, that's yun, what you are.
Yung kay Clara.
Recently.
Yeah, so it's a core memory and something that's very sweet to me kasi parang hindi niya ako pinagalitan dahil nalaro ko yung payong na hindi naman laruan. Diba? Tapos she just took me and like sang to me and it's just very, it's sobrang, I remember it like so vividly. And I don't have a lot of memories. Hashtag childhood traumas. Pero yon very, very vivid. Like, as in color, I can remember it. Even the dust particles in the sun, like, I can remember. Kasi parang it was a sunny day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. So yun, ito, parang in relation to that, yung second question ko nga na, parang ano, tinatry ko kasing alamin eh kung ano yung relation ng music din sa childhood mo. Na nakita ko naman kung paano kayo ni Jim with Vito and Pancho, no? So meron, no, syempre musically inclined yung parents mo.
Yeah, tapos yung dad ko lagi nagpapatugtog ng mga mura ni Tupac, you know.
Ganda.
First off, fuck you bitch in the click, you think
you are my son. Fuck you bitch, okay. Relax.
Ayun, so sweet na sweet, ano?
Ang ganda ng combo.
Yeah. No, pero aside from that, of course, hindi naman mga rap albums. So, I'm one of eight kids, no? But I'm fifth, and for 6 years, ako yung bunso. And, pero, I think it's not the usual bunso na feeling mo all the attention's on you. Kasi, my parents were very busy working, and parang, imagine mo, they were very young when they had kids, so they were sobrang kayod. So, I mean, I feel like I was just always saling kit sa mga kapatid ko, ganun. But I had a close bond with my siblings. With my parents, parang, you know, parang marami akong, tama ka, it's good that you brought this up, na ang dami kong core memories that involve music talaga. It really, it's the, you know how some people, when they smell something, a memory comes back. Sa akin nga, it's music, I think. And with my dad, he would always sing this song by Frank Sinatra. It's called High Hopes. It's from a movie of his, and which I now sing to my kids. Sobrang ano siya. Core memory rin sa akin siya. He was a big fan of Frank Sinatra. So we played a lot of his music back then.
Ooh. Yeah. Siyempre, yun niya, in-expect siguro ng mga listeners or ako, ay puro rap songs.
So, hindi naman. Pero marami rin mga, I like the way you work it, yeah, no diggity. Yeah.
marami rin, siyempre. No? Pero, siyempre, si malamang si Francis M. Dami rin naman yung musical influences. No? Lalo na sa panahon na yun na, ano pa, pausbong pa lang yung hip-hop. Eh, na,
oh yeah. Tsaka, a lot of people think na it's all just rap. Pero, he is the reason why I found out about Nirvana, Rage Against the Machine. He had all these CDs na, you know, just super cool stuff that I ended up really digging. So
parang ako, yun eh, parang nagkaka-picture na rin ako paano kayo sa bahay. And medyo mas gets, no, kung bakit parang malaking part talaga ng buhay niyo yung music. Kasi iniisip ko rin si Jim eh. Eh, mga kwento niya rin sa akin, di ba? Yung dad niya rin, grabe rin sa Beatles.
Nag-guitar. Oo, lagi.
Guitar si Tito. So, parang, mukhang, ano talaga eh, may music talaga sa bahay niyo. And ang ganda lang na, yun niya. And then, ikaw ba parang conscious ka about it? And parang, i-apply ko to sa kids ko? Or parang natural na yun na organic na siyang nangyayari sa inyo?
Why we started playing music for them? Well, originally, because Pancho, our firstborn, so we had a difficult childbirth with Pancho, and he stayed in the NICU for 2 months. Talagang he wasn't moving much. We didn't know. He wasn't supposed to survive, like not even overnight. Pero through the power of song, because Jim would, I was in the ICU also for 10 to 14 days. And so Jim would always be going to the incubator, and he couldn't touch him, but he was allowed to play music. And so he would play music for him. That was yun yung first time na he actually twitched his leg, his foot. And so Jim kept playing music. He would just always go there, play music. And yun yung naging parang connection namin ni Pancho. Kasi for siguro his first year of life, he was not like, as in, I don't know how to explain it to other parents na don't take it for granted that your baby looks at you. Because for the first year of Pancho's life, he did not look at us, or, you know, it was very hard to connect. So it was through music na feel namin yung connection namin. Kasi talagang he would respond, he would somehow let it be known to us that he could read the patterns in the songs. Because he wouldn't look at us, he wasn't smiling. Now of course it's very different. Grabe yung development niya. Pero that's why we started like putting music at the forefront of our parenting. But then it became nung pandemic, I think it was just really like we need to entertain these kids. They're just stuck at home and para kaming buti na lang kami ni Jim were in a band. So it was really like all those years were practice for entertaining the kids. Talagang, hey guys, welcome to the show! Kaya nga naging mama and papa have a show. Kasi minsan kumari may iiyak na parang or parang may mag almost magagalit or mag-aaway sila. And then we're like, oh, distraction! Yeah, let's, you know. And it's, so yun. So ganun siya naging, ano, naging part of our parenting.
So, na-imagine ko siguro pag medyo tense yung meeting dito sa linya niya, medyo kakanta na lang muna ako ng ano. Mamaya. kakanta ako, medyo kakalma
rin. Jim and Ali have a show.
Jim and Ali have a show. Where is Jimmy? Where? Ay, nako. So, wow, grabe talaga yung power of music. Ano? Parang yun yung unang nahanap yung language with Pancho. And with Padino, and wow, dun talaga siya galing, ano. And nawi-witness ko rin eh. Nakikita ko kung paano nag-glow din yung face niya pagka naririnig niya kayong umanta, ano. And it's the same with Vito, no? No? So, kaya nga ang precious talaga nung nakuhanan ko mga video na yun eh. Pag tinignan mo nang mabuti talaga yung mga reaction nila.
Parang sobrang, oh my gosh, like they're discovering something for the first time and It's
tapos nakita ko yung paa ni Vito eh. Nagsastump lang gano'n, no?
Sobra.
Zoom in ko, sabi ko, grabe sila mag-react. Kasi siguro sinishare ko rin ito kasi parang I think hindi lahat din ng kids growing up ay may ganitong exposure sa music. Kaya tinatanong ko rin yung paano yung childhood nyo ni Jim. Kasi, for example, si Rich, kinausap ko siya about this. Walang music at all. Kasi lumaki siya with her lolo and lola na mostly siguro dyaryo, balita, ganyan. So hindi rin siya sanay. No? So feeling ko, naging iba rin yung communication niya with yung parents niya. No? Parang, and ako kunyari, ako naman iniisip ko, meron din, may music din. Although hindi musically inclined yung parents ko, pero available yung mga cassette, etc. sa bahay. So parang iniisip ko lang paano nakaka-affect din yung mga nakikita mo or naririnig mo sa loob ng bahay. Sa, diba? Sa the way you're learning and nade-develop yung comprehension mo as a kid.
I loved cassette tapes, cassette players, radios. And yung trip namin magkakapatid nun is we would record a song that's playing on the... Diba kukuha ka ng tape, tapos lalagyan mo pa ng scotch tape. Diba? Kasi pag... Alam mo yun, diba? Yung sa top ng tape, pag nakapagbutas siya, hindi mo pwedeng recordan. Paglagyan mo ng scotch tape, pwede mo siyang recordan. So, we would reuse a tape that we didn't like anymore, record songs that were playing on the radio, and then... So, yun yung first, ano? Spoiled mga bata ngayon. Sorry. So we would record a song from the radio and then play it back. Tapos ako, yung trip ko is, hirumin ko yung typewriter ng parents ko. Tapos type ko yung lyrics. Bata pa lang ako, yun yung gusto ko talagang gawin. Like, transcribing. And then, nakakatawa pa yun. My sisters and I, chinacharge namin yung driver ng ano. Parang anong request mo? Tapos ita-type namin yung lyrics. Gagawin namin song hits. Tapos charge namin sa 1 peso, ganun. Parang mga request na mga ipagpatawad mo. So, tama ka about like the things that are available. And it's funny because a lot of, it's not obvious siguro. And some parents think that it's secondary to what their kids should be learning. Diba? Parang, oh, music, the arts, they're not so important for real life. But actually, music is a super huge stepping stone into kids being good at math, learning patterns, and, you know, being very observant. Pero hindi to true for everyone, ha? Kasi hindi ako magaling sa math. Na-joke lang. So, sabi ko lang yun, pero actually magaling ako sa math.
Yeah.
Ayan.
Yeah, so ako rin eh, naalala ko tuloy yung sa bahay noon. Yun niya eh, may mga ano rin kami, may component. Yeah. Tapos may mga cassette tapes. Tapos may mga ano talaga, children songs.
Tas, ano? Ano meron kayo?
Naku, grabe sab.
Children songs? Meron ka ba nung ano, Free to Be, You and Me?
No? Okay. Marami ako eh. Mga. Listen to a happy tune.
Oh, cute.
When no one is around.
Hindi ko alam yun.
Kaya nga, hindi ko alam na hindi alam ng mga bata yun. Kasi may collection ng children songs na nandun. Ano pa ba yung mga nandun? May mga common din naman na Incy Wincy Spider, ganyan. Pero may mga ibang songs doon na shocks ako lang pala may alam.
Alam mo, actually, iniisip ko yan kanina. Kaninang morning lang. Iniisip ko na nung bata tayo, like siguro grade school, high school, because there was no internet really, and we would all just, ano ba, Power Rangers, Ghost Fighter. Like, everyone's just, okay, napanood mo yung sa GMA? Alam mo yun? Parang everyone knows what's up. Pero ngayon, kasi si Vito, kumari, ang tip ngayon is like this show on Prime Video, which is called Tumble Leaf. I don't know anyone else who watches that. And I was just thinking, shucks, paano kayo magkoconnect yung mga bata, no? Kasi iba-iba yung trip na yung iba Prime Video, yung iba YouTube, yung iba Netflix, yung iba, ang daming iba-iba. So parang, para sila mag, how will they get each other? Some kids are like Roblox, some are ano. So parang, pero I guess, you get into it as your friend is talking about it. I don't know. I was making a problem out of nothing. Pero isip ko lang, parang kaya sila mag-connect?
Meron eh. Meron sabi. Kasi parang tayo nun, limited, streamlined. Kaya medyo same page yung mga bata. Yun yung good thing dun. No? Pero yung downside din naman nun, nalilimit din naman yung choices ng kids.
Yes, totoo.
What if ayaw nila ng Ghostwriter?
Totoo.
What if ayaw nila ng ano? Eh yun lang yung finoforce na
oo, nga, no.
Panori
tama,
mo.
Tama.
Yung challenge naman sa kids ngayon, sa sobrang dami, how will you guys connect niya? Yes. Ano yung magiging common thing?
Why?
Pero meron pa rin namang nagiging ano eh, mainstream eh. Like yun niya, Roblox.
Yeah. I guess it's the same as, not the same, pero for example, some parents, they tell the kids na about Santa and some parents, they don't. And so, apparently that's a thing now na parents, I don't know if it's just now or before pa, pero nagagalit yung ibang parents pag binubuking yung truth or whatever. Oh, sorry na lang dun sa mga binubuking ko ngayon. Basta search na lang kung ano sinasabi ko.
So, my God.
So, ewan ko, maraming ano, nako, the world of, ano, parenting na, nobody, honestly, I feel like, nobody is right, but also everyone is right. It's like, it depends on what works for you.
Well, siguro yung maganda nga ngayon, ang dami na ring channels to learn about it. Diba? Parang kasing dati rin, basis lang din ay mga nanay,
tita. Sinabi ng nanay mo.
Sabi ng nanay mo, okay yung ame, yung pinakuluan na ano, na bigas, pwede daw sa mga bata. Mga ganun. Parang more on tradition, more on yung
exactly
pinapass on na thing. Pero
but wait, tell me more about the
yung
the
cassette,
music that you're listening.
Naalala ko kasi, sabi yung multiplex at ang tawag dun eh. Para siyang
maraming tapes in one.
Oo eh, para siyang book. Pag binuksan mo, apat yung cassette niya. Set siya.
Wow.
Tapos may booklet. Yung booklet na yun, binabasa yung lyrics. Tapos yung minemorize ko doon, tapos sa sobrang minemorize ko yun, nakuha ko sa school na kumanta for the batch.
Wow!
And for the first time in the pod, kakantahin ko yung...
Oh my gosh! I'm so honored.
Sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong. Don't worry if it's not good enough for anyone else to see. Yeah. Sing. May part ka dito sa ba? Sing a song. La 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 la. Sing. Sing a song. Parang may mali na agad na pitch na.
Wow.
Totoo, Sab. Grabe, grade 1 yun. Naalala ko. Pinili ako ng music teacher namin.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Tapos dalawa kami na nag-record.
Wow.
Sa school.
Wow.
So pinatawag kami.
Ni-record nyo?
Ni-record namin sa music room.
Oh.
Dalawa lang kami na pinili sa buong batch. Ni-record. Tapos hindi ko alam kung para saan yun eh. Pero parang pinlay siya sa buong batch.
Wow.
Grabe.
Do you have a copy of it? Oh my gosh.
Wala, wala na.
Kaya, ang ganda naman na memory yun.
Kaya nga. Ano ko, parang ang laking booster din sa
nag-sign
akin.
Nag-sign ka ba ng waiver na pwede nang gamitin yun?
Nag-sign ako NDA na enough of NDA.
Parang TF?
Wala eh. Feeling ko nga pinagkakitaan na nila yung ano na yan eh. Naging multiplex na ata yung ano na yan. Pero yun, core memory sa akin.
Oh yeah, you must have been so proud.
Pati mom ko, wow. Yeah. Marunong pala itong anak ko. Meron pala siyang something. Pero yun, nakala ko tuloy, magaling talaga ako kumanta. Eh.
Totoo naman natin, that's great.
Sing!
Nakakatawa ako, na i-share ko, mayroon ako isang maalala na nabalagi yung mga talent show. So yung nag-sign up ako kasi, kikisali lang ako kasi yung best friend ko, kasali siya. And then, so nag-sign up rin ako. And then, nagpa-practice ako sa kwarto ko. Naalala ko to, oh my gosh. Tapos yung kanta na pinapractice ko was, I said, hey, hey, yeah, I love you too. I mean, di ba marunong mag-falsetto nun? So talagang, imagine mo, buong-buo yung voice ko as a kid na I was super, hindi ko gets na if I'm singing in this room, maririnig pala ako sa labas. Akala ko, ako lang yung makakarinig sa akin. So after ko mag-practice na talagang bigay na bigay ako, labas ako ng kwarto, and yung buong family ko, they weren't like, ha-ha, laughing at me. But you could see them, like smiling and parang we could hear you, and that just is a childhood trauma. Na alam kong okay, technically they didn't mean it, like hindi nila ako gustong pahiyain, pero for me I was like, oh my gosh, that is so embarrassing, narinig pala nila ako and they're smiling, that must mean pinagtatawanan nila ako and I'm not good, and so I backed out of the talent competition and then I cried. So
grabe.
Pero grabe. So,
vocalist ka na ngayon. Ang ganda.
So, well, actually, tomorrow, Christmas party ng kids ko. Tapos, nag-message sa amin yung teacher na nagtanong daw siya sa kids kung sino gusto mag-perform. Of course. Of course, nag-volunteer si Vito. Na. Tututo siya ng kakanta at mag-drums daw siya ng Love Me Do by the Beatles. So, sabi niya, ano yun, Love Me Do, pero mashup ang gusto niya. Love Me Do by the Beatles and Fried Egg Friday by Puddy Rock.
Oh my God. So, grabe.
So, ayun.
Wow, sigurado syempre yung listeners natin gusto nang makarinig ng stories about Vito. And alam naman natin kung gaano ka child wonder tong batang to. Paano naman to? Sa tingin nyo ba, parang kayo ni Jim? Dahil siguro, maaga nyo rin siyang na-expose to music, kinakantahan nyo siya kasama with Puddy. Malamang, syempre, naisip nyo rin na it has something to do with that. No?
Yeah.
Pero anong nakikita nyo? Kasi parang, lahat ng tao na nakita kay Vito, ako, pinapakita ko sa family na, grabe, amazed talaga kami. Pero kahit kayong dalawa ni Jim, parang amazed din kayo sa, grabe talaga tong batang to.
Nakatawa kasi they ask us, sino nag-drum sa inyo ni Jim? Tapos kami, masakit sa puso ko i-admit na ako hindi ako marunong mag-drums kasi feeling ko drummer ako. Pero, ayun, no one really taught him. Talagang, ano pa lang siya, 2 or 3 siya. Na talagang, kita, maali, nakita mo naman. Sobrang medyo wild yung mga tugdugpak, tugdugpak. Tapos kinakapa niya yung mga kanta na, tapos pati yung mga intro ng, very intricate yung patterns niya. And, I think, because we set up our home to be very, parang stimulating for Pancho and to, parang we made things very inclusive and talagang giving him opportunity to learn, which I feel like kids of typical parents don't put like at the parang at the top of their priorities. Kasi parang, you know, just keep them alive and fed, diba? Parang yun naman yung ano. Because us, we were really wanting to give Pancho the best opportunities to learn and to develop. Ang daming ginama naming mga available sources. Like yun nga, yung being exposed to music, writing down words as big as, you know, half a page, and, you know, making flashcards and whatever. Doon nag-start yung kay Vito eh, na ginagawa ko for Pancho. Tapos siya nakikisaring kit-kit lang siya na makikita yun siya doon. Tapos biglang makikita ko na, alam na niya, parang hindi pa siya verbal nun eh. Pero nakakapagbasa na siya. So, I feel like, yeah, on one hand, yeah, he could have just been born like, gifted. But also, I feel like every child has the opportunity to learn like that. And kung gusto niyo matuto, message niyo lang ako, Joe. Yeah. Binenta yan. The joke lang. Punta kayong Potty Rock. That's the first step. Yeah. I feel like, you know, exposing children to imaginative play and kahit yun lang muna. And then we will have classes in the new year, and malaking factor yun sa development. Even especially for the social skills. That a lot of kids are missing, especially because of the pandemic. So,
yeah. Ako meron lang akong isang thought kanina na gusto ko ibalik before we proceed dito sa, gusto ko pa i-discuss yung Potty Rock. Pero parang yung music kasi, or other forms of art, parang, kasi no, pag sa school, pare-parehas kayo ng mga inaaral, or yung finifeed sa inyo information, ganyan, or yung styles of learning. Pero kapag may mga ganyang ibang elements na pwedeng nasa bahay, pwedeng kang may, as a kid, parang pwede kang may ma-develop na ibang style of learning.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Diba? For sure. Kaya nga, diba, there's this thing, my kids don't go to multiple intelligence, but I know the concept of it. Na iba-iba nga talaga yung ways of learning of a child. Tama ba? Yun ba yung point nun? And, ayun, I feel like, so, there's this thing that I read na parang, if your kid isn't great at math, but is so good at playing the violin, parang, imbis na pilitin mo na, mag-drills tayo sa math, like, i-hone mo kaya yung violin skills niya, kasi obviously, yun yung talagang ano niya, and you know, if that's the way that they, you could even use the violin lessons to help them learn math, because that's the type of, you know, that's what's natural to them. Hindi kailangan lahat closed setting in a classroom and nakaupo ka sa table and ganun ka lang matututo. Just incorporate it in, honestly, in play, in something that they find fun. And then,
yeah. Para kasing nagfo-force yung ano, no? Parang namo-mold accordingly yung mga bata na pare-pareha sila.
Parang hindi naman, ayoko naman na parang factory.
Di ba? Pero ako, parang ako, okay naman na matutuhan ng mga bata eh. Kasi may curriculum naman.
Hindi. Joke lang.
I-defend ko lang yung experience natin kasi wala eh. Dumaan tayo sa system na yan.
Yeah, I know.
Pero parang ako, ang ganda lang na-expose yung mga parents ngayon sa ganyan. Na sige, pwede matutuhan ng mga bata itong basics, pero maraming iba na pwede. Diba? And, well, yun. And, going back, no, dito na sa pinag-uusapan natin, ako rin, ang special lang talaga for me. And, kakaiba yung pwesto ko, Sab, no? Kasi, siguro ako yung pinakamalapit, eh, sa inyong dalawa ni Jim. Tapos nakikita ko talaga how it parang evolved, no? How it parang,
because we were business partners and friends before we became parents, right? So even before we got married. So nakita mo talaga yung
uy,
evolution.
Even si Jimmy, growing up, nakita ko na eh. Nagpa-practice na siyang mga freestyle na jam sessions niya na pinanood ko na mami and papa have a show.
Yun, gifted talaga yun si Jimmy.
Ginagawa na niya yun sa classroom. Eh, yun yung favorite niyang gawin. And ako, nakikinig si Jim ngayon, ano, alam kong yun din yung naging way niya to connect with other kids.
Yeah.
So parang nung nasa high school kami, siya talaga yung isa sa mga may hawak ng gitara. And kapag break time na, nag-freestyle siya ng mga songs. Ang dami naming freestyle na songs dyan. Nakantapa namin yung favorite namin, yung River Maya na...
Akala ko freestyle.
Before, bago mag-dismiss, before I let you go. Pero yun niya eh. Feeling ko, nagpa-practice na si Jim.
Mm.
Para sa mga anak niya.
High school pa lang. No, but, diba, even when we were dating, talagang, ano rin yun eh, medyo saraulo rin yun sa pag-imbento ng mga... yung pagbali ng mga lyrics, yung mga pag ano pag change up ng so pag create ng songs even for Cheats and very swerte ko talaga.
Pero yun ako lang parang yun yan, na witness ko eh no, from parang personal passion ninyo about music, parang yung effect sa inyo ng music personally, and then to other people, and then ginamit nyo na siya, di ba, ginamit nyo sa banda, ginamit na sa business. Tapos, ako lang yun sa Podirock, sobrang special lang kasi in-apply nyo siya sa kids nyo, pero now you're sharing it to the world. And parang, kaya feeling ko yung mga parents din, and ang ganda rin na naririnig to ng listeners and ng mga sigurong pupunta ng Podirock sa mga nakikinig ngayon, kung gaano kalalim din yung pinanggagalingan nung Podirock, na hindi siya parang isip tayo ng concept for a play studio ganyan. Hindi talaga siya, nanggaling talaga siya sa core. And then ginawa niyo siya sa kids niyo, and ngayon you're sharing it to all the parents and all the kids. And nakikita ko rin habang nagkakape ako sa kape-kape kung ano na effect niya sa mga kids. So para ako, na ano talaga na kasi sabi ko nga kay Jimmy, minsan nagme-message kami. To be honest, wala rin tayong time to feel itong mga nagagawa na with our new band.
Yeah, yeah. Totoo. Hindi pa nagsasink in. But I think I also want to point out, no, na if some people are wondering why Ali is part of Podirock Studio being, you know, the only non-parent nga in the partnership, I just want to give you a shout out kasi during the pandemic, though, that we started Podirock, the YouTube channel, when there was actually no proof of concept. Well, I guess the proof of concept was our kids. But there was really nothing that would ever even make it feel like, oh, this is a lucrative, it's going to be a lucrative business. Jim brought it to you and Linya Linya. And you were like, no questions asked. You said, game, like, I'm going to support that. And I want to be part of that. And so, thank you. And that's why... you're welcome. Labo.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you. Na you believed in it, and now it's, you know, it's where it is because it's bigger than we ever dream namin ni Jim to, pero like siguro like years down the line. And so yeah.
Ako sab nung sinabi sa akin ni Jim yan, bin ring up niya. So yeah, 'di ba, no questions asked, no. Nagano ko eh, pumunta ako CR. Oh, tapos sabi ko, laking pera nito. In the future, dito kami yayaan.
Akala ko, jumibs ka. Sabi mo, laki nito.
Hindi. Pero, ako naman, parang, yeah, ako, iba rin yung ano, gut feel mo. No? Iba rin yung, siguro dahil hindi lang siya gut feel eh, dahil nakita ko na siya eh. Na-witness ko na eh kung ano yung ginagawa ni Jim and ano yung effect niya sa kids niyo. So, yun. Well, yeah. Sa lahat naman ng ginagawa, most of the things that we're doing now, mga idea ni Jim na nagtitiwala ako.
And then, tsaka malaking input mo rin, Ali, yung promoting our language, our local language. Kasi hindi kami masyadong makapagsalita ng Tagalog. Okay. So, we really needed your input. So, I mean, ako, gusto ko na yun yung china-champion mo. Kasi lahat tayo, iba-iba yung binibring to the table.
La mesa.
To the mesa.
To the la mesa.
To the mesa.
Ako wala, sabi, collaboration talaga. Yeah. No? Grabe, parang tuloy-tuloy na collaboration.
Wala. Yun na, tuloy-tuloy talaga.
Tuloy-tuloy talaga sa lahat, kung ano-anong bagay. So parang ako, super happy rin ako to be part of this. And ako, intiwala nyo nga sa akin din na meron naman akong mabigay despite not being a parent. And ako siguro, alam ko rin yung lugar ko. Hindi naman ako nakikipag, huwag niyo ilagay yun dyan. Kaya, wala naman ako alam doon. Pero at least doon sa part na alam ko, doon ako Pahataw.
Pero sana bigyan mo na ng kalaro yung mga anak namin.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just trolling you. Oh my God.
Hindi, pero ako, ibabalik ko naman din doon na wow, na witness ko na. And wala, hindi ako exposed sa ganyang mundo eh. Kaya hindi natin mapag-usapan, hindi rin kayo makashare ni Jim sa akin, sa amin ni Manny, ganyan. So ngayon, may early ano ko eh, na parang nawi-witness ko na kung paano. Natututo rin ako. Hindi nyo lang nakikita, nagnonotes ako sa gilid.
Hayop! Ready na daw siya!
Sa mga pamanggin ko, sabi ko sa mga kapatid ko, ganda dapat. Pero yun, yeah. Ang saya naman ito, sab. And ang dami ko pa sana gustong pagkwentuhan eh, pero okay na yun sa music kasi ang dami pang ano eh, ang dami pang, pero sige, daanan natin ng mabilis, sab, na parang, yung ano, iba na talaga yung mga bata ngayon.
No, pag-usapan natin yan sa Wake Up with Jim and Sab.
Ayan, game? Sige, yan,
okay,
yan.
Sige.
Tuloy natin doon.
Makinig kayo sa Wake Up with Jim and Sab, my episode with Ali.
Okay. Yun, so ano to, 2-part episode, yes. 1 with the Linya Linya Show, yes. 1 with Wake Up with Jim and Sab, and siguro invite natin sila, Sab, sa Party, yes. Rock Studio. Ikaw na doon, ako doon sa,
okay,
iba.
Go to Party Rock Studio. No, we're inviting you guys to come and experience Party Rock Studio. It's at the 5th floor of the East Wing, Shangri-La Mall in Mandaluyong. So bring your family, your kids, pamangkins, inaanaks. Kailan malalabas ng episode nito? Before Christmas ba? Ayun. So we have gift certificates. So if you still are thinking of what to give your kids or your friends' kids, then the Party Rock GCs are the best thing ever. And also the merch. Cute na kito ko dun sa Malakas kay Lolo at Lola. There's really cute shirts which you can find there in store sa Party Rock Studio or also on the Linya Linya website. So there. Just go to partyrock.com for more info.
Ano to, Christmas episode natin to, no? So Merry Christmas to everyone. May kids man or wala, for sure maraming na pick up dito sa episode natin, and yun, yeah, we're inviting you to Party Rock Studio. Kahit yung mga tito tita diyan, no, yung mga pamangkin niyo, dalhin niyo ito na yung time bumawi sa mga pamangkin, sa mga inaanak nyo na lagi nyong binibigo every Christmas.
Mga hindi nyo pinapansin.
Ako mismo yan. So, yung mga inaanak ko dyan. Meron
shout
akong,
out sa ninong ko, si Randy Santiago, na never robbed ng gift.
Ako talaga, Tito Randy. Ano ba? Diba? Bababa. Ano kasi si Tito Randy. Ay, sorry. Ay, nako. Tito Randy. Ano na? Anyway.
Ano, so, 35 ano gifts.
Oo nga eh. Siguro naka-shades kasi kahit saan eh.
Pakali niya
kahit sa gabi. So, Party Rock Studio, gusto ko rin mag-big shout-out to our super team sa Party Rock Studio, yeah, na grabe, no, made this dream into a reality rin kasama ninyo, natin ni Jim na gawin to. And yun, habang nasa Party Rock Studio kayo, nandiyan yung kape-kape, no, na recently binuksan din namin. Marami pa kami pinaprepare dyan. Sabi nga ni Sab, sana iniinom na namin siya ngayon. Pero hintayin nyo kasi by this time, I think meron na nung coffee bean.
Yes.
Coffee beans natin na ano siya, no, nakapack na siya, whole beans. Arabica Robusta na ano siya, na special blend natin.
Sarap.
Ang sarap.
Shit up.
From Silang Cavite. Yeah. Siyempre, in-R&D rin natin yan. And gising talaga, no. So abangan niyo rin 'yan, no, mabibili rin 'yan sa Party Rock Studio dun sa kape-kape and eventually online. So yun lang, no. And abangan niyo yung episode namin with Wake Up with Jim and Sab. Tapos yung pakinggan to, pakinggan niyo naman sa Wake Up, shout out sa Pod Kids and sa Fellow 22s diyan. Yun. Thank
mga,
you so much.
Yung mga nagpupuntang Party Rock Studio, Pod Kids.
Yun, nilagay ko nga, inano ko nga, yun eh. Oh, inisip ko yun na, ano eh. Hindi, ano na nga kayo, Pod Parents.
Pod Parents, yeah.
So, ayun. So, thank you so much, Sab. Alam mo na, ako, special talaga to for me kasi araw-araw halos tayo nakikita dito, pero grabe, no, halos hindi tayo makapag-usap.
Hindi talaga. Like, tuloy-tuloy.
Kami ni Jim, nakapagkwentuhan lang kami pagpapunta na siya ng elevator. Pauwi na siya. So, ihatakin ko rin siya dito. Yeah. No? So, special to na makapagkwentuhan na maka-unwind ng konti. Thank you so much, Sab. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Takit sa Wake Up.